Good day, guys. Welcome to did I say the final episode of of the FIFA Women's World Cup. Well done, guys, another episode. The World Cup has ended. Ooh, I'm sad.
I'm so sad.
Why? It was too short.
It was so exciting.
I didn't want it to
even
end.
Even though we had to wake up at 2 a.m. or not sleep.
Do not remind me. And my body is still recovering.
Because you are afraid you might not be able to wake up to watch
and go to work.
You stay up and you don't sleep for 2 days. And then in the midst of that, you still have to go. You still have an 8-to-5 job that you have to go to. But anyway.
Thank you, FIFA, for turning us into zombies during the group.
Honestly, into fully fledged.
We cannot say zombies. We didn't enjoy it. We did. And we didn't. But all the same, thank you. We were not expecting that. But I mean, we went through it. By the time the game is done, like 3-something, and I'm like, if you sleep, you'll be able to wake up at 5 and go open the gym.
You will not. You will
no
not.
Sleep. So, do you know what I was doing?
What?
There's this video about how, like literally people take quick naps, right? Like, you put your feet up. Like, you put your feet up on, like, something that is way higher than where your body is. Keep your feet at 90 degrees and sleep. See, it some way somehow worked. By the way, some days I'm like, nah, let me just get up and walk around. See if I make a mistake. 8 o'clock will meet me. Oh, FIFA World Cup. Just like that. Just like that.
It's over. Just like that.
Anyways, so guys, all too soon, the FIFA Women's World Cup has come to an end. We are sad. But let's see. It was fun. I mean, the third place game, I wasn't expecting Sweden to bottle that anyway.
Yeah,
I wasn't expecting them to. I mean, and they put it on the line there. And I agree with something the commentator said, that Sweden has played finals like during like the World Cup, like the knockout stages. They played USA, they played Japan, right? And those games were deemed like very difficult games. Some people called it final games, but he believes that it was a slight, like a quick moment of lack of concentration is what got them to concede the second goal against Spain. And really, it's true. When the second goal came, when Sweden equalized, it was like they were still in the moment. And the second goal came, and Spain scored again. And they just crushed people's dreams. Sad. Anyway, all props to Sweden. They've done well. I mean, another bonus. I hope that they can make it good next time. Because man, I think they've really played well. One of the teams that really impressed me at this Women's World Cup. They did so well. And Aslani got a goal. I was so happy. Eh? I was excited. I was so excited because I'd been waiting for it all competition. And then it came. Like, yes. I was celebrating like it was me that scored. Me too, I'm like 100-something miles away. Yeah, that was fun. That was fun. Do you think Australia could have done better?
I think so. I mean, there's always a sense of, with anything that, you know, you do or anything that happens, that there is always a thing of I could have done better or we could have done better. So yeah, for sure, I do think they could have done better. But then we are also coming up against a side that, I mean, they have played in how many semifinals at major tournaments. So that's like something that they know how to get past easily. Mm-hmm. It's just the final that keeps eluding them. And they have also played in semifinals that people or, you know, the fans considered to be final games. Even as early as group stage, remember in 2019 and also in 2015, they were in the same group as USA. And those two matchups were easily, you know, easily considered as this should have been a final matchup.
That's final game, yeah.
Exactly. That's so true. I mean, I don't think anyone is surprised that they won. It's just that maybe people were looking, like I said in the other episode, for me it was all about like the story of of Australia, you know, finishing third and the history that would have come with and all of those other extra things. But I mean, yeah, Sweden was clearly the favorite to win that.
Very, very true. So Sweden finishes third again. Australia finishes fourth. But when you look at the big picture, really, Australia has like it's more than just the fourth. It's about the whole story, like you're saying. And then the final, Carmona Oga won the World Cup for Spain with one goal against England. Did you see that coming?
I cannot say that I saw that coming and I didn't see that coming. I don't know, because going into this game, I was going with an open mind. I didn't go into the game with like, oh, I think England will win or I think Spain will win. It could have gone either way. Either way. So it's just, you know, because if you look at that goal, the only reason that goal came about was because Lucy Bronze made a mistake and lost the ball at a crucial point in their transition. And in doing so, created a pocket of space in the back that could not be filled in time. Because when she was like going for, there were like three Spanish players around her. So they easily got the ball from her and then, you know, quickly on their break. And I don't think she could have gotten back or anyone could have covered for her quickly enough. So they just exploited that opportunity that they got and capitalized on it. So I think, I don't know, we can say that means that if that hadn't happened, it means that game could have gone to extra time. And who knows what would have happened in extra time. Also, considering the fact that Mary Epps saved that crucial penalty, because when they go into the second half, I was saying to myself, look, if England doesn't score before the 70th minute, it's over for them. Then the penalty came and I was like, if these people manage to make it 2-0, I mean, just the ref can just blow the whistle for the game to be over, because there's no way they are coming back from a 2-0 lead with a second goal being a penalty. It wasn't going to happen. But Mary Epps, brilliant, massive, massive, massive efforts in saving the goal. I don't even know why, what's her name? Jenny Hem also went to take that, because this is the second penalty she has missed in the tournament.
I was just actually expecting Caldente to take the penalty. Because aside Hermoso, like, she's played the other penalties and she scored.
Yeah.
So I was expecting that. But then again, let's be honest, that was not a good penalty from Jenny. Like, she's not played any good penalty this World Cup.
Exactly.
They've all been bad. But then definitely credit to Mary Epps for saving.
Oh, yeah, she kept them in the game, but I guess it wasn't going to be their day. Because Spain were like, from the first whistle, from kickoff, they were like on point 100%. In the first half, I think it was evenly matched. Just that Spain created like more chances. But I remember England also had that chance where, whose shot was it? It hit the bar.
Yeah.
So in the first half, I think it was evenly matched until the goal came. And that sort of...
But that's the thing.
Yeah.
I was saying the last episode that whoever capitalizes on the chance they get will win. And that is what Spain did. That one little mistake, they capitalized on it and then they made the count. The penalty there, when we're doing penalty and the ref was... The court heads come and check and things. I actually thought we were not going to take the penalty again. Do you understand? But I mean, I wasn't really expecting like VAR to come in about the whole penalty thing, honestly. because I felt that like you've capitalized on one chance. Okay, if they didn't capitalize on that chance and the penalty came and they didn't score, it would have been a totally different game. But they already had a little upper hand already, like before the penalty came. But then really Spain won points, especially after Spain missed the penalty, the game changed a bit. England started pressing, but credit to like the Spain defenders for like really staying in check, staying focused, because there were certain balls that if Beatle or Paradis or somebody hadn't headed the ball away, definitely the game could have been longer. Could have been way longer than it was, honestly. When they added the 30 minutes, I was watching it with a friend. When they added the 30 minutes, I was like, hey, this one day they are playing extra time. And then we started laughing. It was like 13. It was like they should just add two and then make it first half of the extra time. But yeah, I think they did well. I think all you know, Spain did very well in staying in the game even after losing, not scoring a penalty. Credit to them.
Yeah.
So yeah. So let's do some small tournament stats. So 164 goals were scored in this World Cup.
That's a lot.
2.56 goals. That is a lot of goals. And then the total attendance was 1,978,274. That's averagely 30,911 people, spectators per match. 1 million, almost 2 million. Wow. So top scorer, Golden Boot went to Hinata Miyazawa of Japan. She had 5 goals and 1 assist. Silver Boot, Kadiatu Diani, 4 goals, 3 assists. And Bronze Boot, Alexandra Pop, 4 goals, no assists. Golden Ball went to Etana Bonmati. Silver went to Jennifer Hermoso. Bronze went to Amanda Elistet. Golden Glove went to Mereps. FIFA Young Player Award went to Salma Paraluelo. And FIFA Fair Play Award went to Japan. I'm not surprised. Japan did.
Okay. Yeah, Japan did.
Japan is like almost always.
Yeah.
It's like Fair Play Day. I don't know. It's some way, somehow. I don't know. Japan just play clean football.
You don't see a lot of yellow cards. Never get fair play.
USA.
No, the countries that will never get fair play.
Who?
USA is number one on my list. And you even mentioned this.
USA is on my list.
USA, Nigeria, South Africa.
There's always a red card somewhere.
South Africa said, because which game was it that they just came boot, or it wasn't them?
Oh, South Africa had a lot of yellow cards too. Like almost every game they had like 3 or 4.
I remember one particular game, I was like, hey, why? Like the two teams that played, I was like, hey, why? They didn't come and be doing some boxing on their pitch or what? Because everybody, they were just small foul.
Yeah, definitely. But I think one thing always stands out to Japan. They came to score. Like, we are moving forward. There's no extra drama, player fighting anybody pushing somebody getting into no one's face. Japan just stays out of all the extra things that is no football on the pitch. Theirs is just, let's be clinical enough, move forward, try and score, try and win. Let's move on. Like, that is always Japan. No any hidden anything around it. So another thing, I think this World Cup had like 8 own goals. Yeah, they had 8 own goals. That's a lot. That is a lot. I think another thing that is worth mentioning is Barbara Banda scored the 1,000th goal in the Women's World Cup history. I think that is also something worth mentioning.
Mm-hmm.
And then Benzina of Morocco was also the first player to wear a hijab at the Women's World Cup. I also think it's something worth mentioning. But yes, this World Cup was, if there was one word, me definitely for this World Cup is unpredictable.
Yeah.
We didn't expect a lot of the things that happened, like ever. We didn't see it coming.
Honestly.
If anything, this World Cup, it makes me expect more for the next World Cup.
Yeah.
It really does. The next World Cup doesn't live up to even this hype. I'll be really disappointed. Really, really, really.
Honestly. Because
I really think the next World Cup DSC, it is score or go home. That is it. There's no big team, anything. They have shown that now, there's nothing like in quotes big team. Like, you can go home. every time you wake up in the morning for a group match, pack your bags because anything is possible. But yeah, this World Cup was fun. I think one thing I enjoyed also was the ceremonies that were done before the games were played in New Zealand and Australia. I think it was also something nice to see. I enjoyed them though. I did enjoy them. So that is one thing that was worth. That was nice to see. Like a new thing, but it was also nice to see. Nice to go through it, yeah.
The
World Cup was fun. I'm sad it's over. We should bring it again. We should bring the World Cup again. Let's start again.
That's why Infantino wants to make it 2 years. But I think 2 years is...
2 years, there'll be too much pressure on players.
That'll be nice.
There'll be too many. Look at the 4 years. Look at the amount of injuries we saw this year.
Yeah.
Imagine 2 years. The players will not have a lot of time to recuperate, get back in shit now. Please, 4 years is fine. We should leave our team for us like that. We like it like that. So, yeah, well, predictions didn't work. Another thing about this World Cup. I don't think the next World Cup, I'll just predict. I'll just predict in my head. I won't say it out. Predictions didn't go well for me. But yeah, it was fun. So, yeah, guys, back to the real world. FIFA Women's World Cup is over. And I know you are sad as I am.
Yes, I'm sad, but... there are a lot of league games to watch and to follow.
So we are glad we're able to cover the Women's World Cup for you guys and with you guys. And we hope to catch you soon. Anna?
Yeah.
We hope to catch you guys soon. So it's been fun. We'll catch you guys on the next episode. Bye. Bye, world.
Bye, everyone.